This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is creating a robust semiconductor ecosystem which will make the nation self-reliant and globally competitive. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the SemiCon India 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. The Prime Minister highlighted that the global semiconductor market has already reached $600 billion and in the coming years it is expected to surpass $1 trillion. He said the day is not far when India's smallest chip will drive the biggest change in the world.
यहां दुनिया भर में सेमीकंडक्टर से जुड़े एक्सपर्ट्स हैं 40-50 से ज्यादा देशों का यहां रिप्रेजेंटेशन है और भारत की इनोवेशन और यूथ पावर भी यहां नजर आ रही है और ये जो कॉम्बिनेशन बना है उसका एक ही मैसेज है द वर्ल्ड ट्रस्ट इंडिया बिलीव्स इन इंडिया एंड द वर्ल्ड इज रेडी टू बिल्ड द सेमीकंडक्टर फ्यूचर विद इंडिया.
The Prime Minister will also participate in the CEO's roundtable today. India's semiconductor journey reached a historic milestone as the first set of Made in India chips from a pilot line was presented to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav presented these chips to the Prime Minister on the first day of SemiCon India 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Vaishnav emphasized that India's semiconductor mission is built on trust, respecting intellectual property rights, supporting supply chain development, and promoting co-development models with the global partners. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually launched Bihar Rajya Jivika Nidhi Sakh Sahkari Sangh Limited. Jivika Nidhi aims to provide easy access to funds at affordable interest rates to community members associated with Jivika. The Prime Minister also transferred 105 crore rupees into the institution's bank account. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, through this scheme, the rural women entrepreneurs of the state will now get money more easily. The 56th meeting of the GST Council will begin in New Delhi today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the two-day meeting. The Council is expected to deliberate on India's next-generation GST reforms, including rationalisation of tax rates and simplification of compliance. Earlier this year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, during his Independence Day speech last month, had highlighted the importance of the next generation of reforms under GST, which will be unveiled on Diwali, reducing taxes on essential goods and providing relief to common man, farmers, middle class and MSMEs. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman met Prime Minister of Singapore Lawrence Wong in New Delhi yesterday. The discussions focused on strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership across key areas of trade and investment, fintech, skill development, sustainability, healthcare and connectivity. During the meeting, both sides agreed to further deepen cooperation in these domains. Prime Minister of Singapore Lawrence Wong is on a three-day visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Both the leaders are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions tomorrow. During the visit, the Singapore Prime Minister will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. India has sent humanitarian aid to Afghanistan after massive earthquake. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that 21 tons of relief materials were airlifted yesterday. These include blankets, tents, hygiene kits, water storage tanks, generators, kitchen utensils, portable water purifiers, sleeping bags, essential medicines, wheelchairs, hand sanitizers, water purification tablets, ORS solutions and medical consumables. The minister said India will continue to monitor the ground situation and send more humanitarian aid over the coming days. Meanwhile, the death toll from the devastating earthquake in Afghanistan has crossed 1,400, with thousands others injured. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that heavy rainfall is likely to continue over Punjab, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh and Haryana. And that is the end of this news bulletin.